Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Woman at Number 19, written by J.A. Baker and read by Sherry Baines. She sits in the garden, her face tilted towards the sky. Staring at the cloudless swathe of blue above, her eyes are drawn towards a distant flock of swallows as they swoop and dive in perfect formation, graceful and elegant like tiny ballerinas dancing on the thermals. She's fascinated by them and watches as they twist and turn effortlessly, sees how their small bodies are perfectly adapted to their environment. She marvels at their speed and agility. It's one of the most beautiful things she's ever seen. It makes her feel calm and at peace. Not full of rage and dread or full of murderous intent. Just relaxed and at one with herself and the gentle forces of nature. The distant song of the blackbird floats closer. A soothing light chirrup carried on the breeze. It's like having somebody close by, their warm breath next to her skin as they whisper poetry into her ear. She's reminded that it's the small things in life that count, that make her feel human. Being amongst the flora and fauna helps her get by, giving her a brief respite from her thoughts. The torturous ones, the dark, intense ones. The same thoughts that constantly remind her of who she is and what she did. She blanks those thoughts out, denies any of those memories space in her head, doesn't want to think about any of it, those terrible days, those awful, unforgivable deeds. Letting out a trembling sigh, she continues gazing upwards, breathing in the gentle warmth of the sun that kisses her face. A series of smoke trails crisscross the cobalt sky thousands of feet above. She thinks of how wonderful it would be to be one of those passengers, to be transported somewhere exotic, somewhere beautiful, somewhere far away from here. Closing her eyes, she pictures the exquisiteness of it all, the decadence of having people wait on her hand and foot, catering to her every demand, speaking tenderly to her, smiling and asking if everything is to her liking, making her feel as if she were the most important person in the world. Then her eyes abruptly snap open, and she lets out a small gasp. No, she will not allow herself to feel that way. If she lets those happy thoughts in, then she will be playing into their hands, allowing herself to feel trapped and desperate by dreaming of another world where she is free. It's all about making the best of what she has in here. That's the only way she will make it through, the only way she can carry on living her life as a prisoner. Because for all the fancy terms applied to the reasons for her being held here, that is exactly what she is. She isn't a patient. She's a detainee, a captive, interred here against her will.